With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In the aftermath of the attempted assassination of President Trump last Saturday at the White House Correspondents Association, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said there are constant discussions about better ways of protecting the president.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
Saturday's chaotic encounter resulted in shots being fired, Trump being rushed off the stage, and guests ducking underneath their tables. Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, was taken into custody after the shooting. Allen was charged Monday in federal court in Washington and did not enter a plea. The safety of a popular weed killer was before the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday.
The Supreme Court seems divided over whether to block thousands of lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer. There have been some multi-billion dollar verdicts against Bayer, which owns Roundup maker Monsanto. Several justices seem sympathetic to the argument by the company it can't be sued under state law, because federal regulators have found Roundup likely doesn't cause cancer. But others grilled attorneys about whether that wrongly stopped states from responding to new research, pointing to possible links to cancer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 82 points. The NASDAQ rose 50. The S&P 500 advanced 8 and oil trading near $97 a barrel. This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two people are under arrest in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document says it appeared they planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. Congregation Beth Israel is the oldest Jewish house of worship in Texas, founded in the 1850s. It also operates a school going up to fifth grade. The arrests follow an attack on a Detroit-area synagogue last month. This is SRN News. The rise of artificial intelligence is prompting college students to second-guess their career paths. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
College students say picking a major that's AI-proof feels like shooting at a moving target as they try to prepare for a job market that is rapidly changing. A surge of recent polls show that college students see AI as a threat to their job prospects, particularly those majoring in technology-related fields, as graduates face the prospect that AI will take that entry-level job. Analysts say college students often change their majors, but the growing trend of that reason being AI is startling, and say that Generation Z is seeking guidance in uncharted territory. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.